Well, this morning I'd like to encourage you to press on. Press on in your Christian walk. Press on in your Christian journey. The word itself, press, means to act with steady force, to move with persistency, to go forward with a determined effort. And that's something that we all need to do in our Christian lives, to press on with a steady force, being persistent, being determined to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to really put a strong effort towards serving God all the days of our lives. When we serve God, it can't just be once in a while. It can't be just a Sunday thing or when you feel like it. It's something that we got to work on all the time. And it should be the goal of every Christian to press on with a steady force to serve God. And it's important that we give our due diligence in this matter to make sure that we continue to serve our God. Don't allow anything to take you away from that goal to serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the Apostle Paul, throughout the epistles, he really encourages in this area, and he also recognized that there's a lot of temptations that we all face. There's a lot of pressures that we face in life. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes we get offended. Sometimes we go through struggles and trials and go through the attacks of the enemy. And sometimes those things can take their toll on our lives to that place where we kind of get discouraged, kind of get down on ourselves. And our walk with God doesn't become what it really should be. We kind of pull back from God instead of pressing in towards God. Last week, we talked about how these last few years have been some pretty hard years for many people. And there's a lot of people that have given up their pursuit of Christ. And all you have to do is look around, even in our own church, and you can recall people that once were here and no longer are here. And I'm not talking about the ones that moved away, but I'm talking about people that just faded away. They just stopped serving God. They just gave up. They don't serve God anymore. And friends, we've got to be careful that when, you know, the enemy comes against us and we start getting discouraged, one of the first things that everybody does, every Christian does, is that, first of all, you pull back from involving yourself. First step in drifting away from God, you pull back from being involved. Second step is you pull back from church, stop attending church. Next step is, well, all of a sudden you kind of stop reading the Bible. And then the next step would be, you just literally stop serving God altogether, and we just drift away. And the Bible warns us of this behavior throughout the Scriptures, and it tells us that as we get closer to those end days, to even be more careful. Hebrews 10:25 says, "And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." Church and God are very important things in our lives today. And we see in our culture today that our culture is pulling away from church. More and more people are pulling away from church instead of coming to church. And you've heard me say this many times, that in many other parts of the world, people are gathering to God, gathering to the church. Great revivals are happening around the world. But in a lot of parts of Europe and North America, there's actually the other effect where people are pulling away. But I believe God's going to change that. I believe for another outpouring that's going to touch our nation. I really, really believe that it's very, very soon. That all of a sudden, God's going to be important again in our own nation. And so the time to press on is now. The time to get those priorities back on track, it's now. It's not the time to kind of sit back and relax and let's see how it all works out. No, it's time for us to press in. Time for us to press in to God. Time for us to, you know, to get strengthened again. And where we've gone through those times where we've been tired and worn and gone through some trials and things that were difficult and hard for us, we got to get through those things and press on. I've watched a lot of people that have walked away from God. It's been interesting this week as I've been talking to different individuals. Sometimes people just drop by, or sometimes I'm just out somewhere shopping or talking to somebody, wherever I happen to be. And How many people I've talked to, even just this week, they used to be Christians. They were brought up in the Christian faith, very strong evangelical faith, and they walked away. Kind of got hanging around the wrong people, started hanging around with the wrong crowd, and now it's kind of something that's way, way back there in their faith. So many people have gotten discouraged. Even pastors, a lot of pastors have resigned and have quit the ministry. They got discouraged. They got down. Lots of that happening even today, even in our own ministerial, even here in Alberta. It's not the time to quit. It's not the time to give up. It's a time to press on with the things of God, because there's a new season with rewards and blessings that will be ours if we do not give up. This week, I've been hearing some words that I heard some time ago. And those words that kept coming to my mind again was that good things come to those who wait. There was a gentleman when I was in Nigeria at the redemption camp, and the service was over, and I was about to leave to go back to the bus. And yet some people were staying, and one of the ladies said, just stay for a while, just wait for a minute. And I just thought she was just talking about, just a minute, we'll get somebody to come to take you back to the bus. And I was kind of ready to go with the others that I saw leaving. I figured, well, I know where the bus is, I'll just go. And there was a gentleman that came up to me, and he said, good things come to those who wait. And so I told my wife that. I said, we're going to wait. I don't know what he meant, but we're going to wait. And as I waited, we had the opportunity to go in to see the head of the Redeemed Church and have him pray over us. And so it was a real cool thing that happened. But I've been hearing those words this week, all week long. Good things come to those who wait. And I would want to say that over you today as well, that good things will come to you as you wait. Don't give up. Don't let that discouragement take you away from God, but continue to wait on him. Galatians 6, 9 and 10 says, let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. As I read that scripture, I think, how much have I missed? Because I got tired. How much have you missed? Because you got tired. Just tired of doing all the things that we do as Christians, where we kind of got that place and just, I'm not doing it no more. I'm tired of doing this. How much have we missed? And I think about how much have we missed as churches. And as we look at the history of many churches, there's opportunities that have been missed in every church. If you look back in the history of this church, you would find that there was opportunities that got missed. People got tired. People got discouraged. People got down. People quit. People walked away. How much do we miss because of that? That we give up because we're tired. And I believe that God is saying to us, keep doing good. Keep pressing on. Keep fellowshipping with Christians. Keep pressing on with a determination in mind that you're going to serve the Lord along with your family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We need to press into that. Let's not take when our children start walking away from God. Don't take that and just, well, that's what happens. No, no. You got to pray. We got to pray. We got to seek the face of God. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in for your family. Keep pressing in for your loved ones. Be at that place where nothing will change your mind, no matter what happens, good or bad, that you're not going to allow it to draw you away from that pursuit of pressing on and serving Jesus Christ. And that's what the Apostle Paul was really trying to get across to us in these verses, that there's nothing in all this world that is more important than serving Jesus Christ and experiencing all that God would have for us. So he's saying, keep pressing on. Don't give up on that, because there's nothing in all the world that is more important than that very thing. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to keep making that effort, to keep acting persistently with steady force, pursuing that relationship with Jesus Christ. And to do that, we're just going to take a look at these verses here in Philippians, verses 12 to 14, and just kind of take that again, verse by verse, to that we might be encouraged to press on. Don't give up. Press on. Keep going forward. And the first thing it tells us here as we read that verse is that it tells us, press on to Christ. Philippians 3:12, it says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. I was reading that in the Message Bible, and I really like how it says in the Message Bible. It says, I'm not saying that I have it all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who so wondrously reached out to me. And I love that part, where it says, I am reaching out to Christ because Christ reached out to me. And friend, that's part of pressing on. Why do you keep pressing on? I press on because Christ reached out to me. Christ reached out to me one day and touched my heart and changed my life. I'm not going to forget that. And so as he reached out to me, I'm going to reach out to him. Bible says, draw nigh unto God, God will draw nigh unto you. It's an exercise that we need to do. Don't miss out on this beautiful relationship that you've discovered with Jesus Christ. When you came to Christ, you found salvation. You found love and joy and peace and forgiveness. You found new meaning in life. You found new purpose in life. Don't throw that away. Don't allow the enemy to discourage you and get you so down that you would come to that place and say, oh, it's not worth it. It's not. Yes, it is worth it. It's worth even every hardship and every difficulty, every hostility that we face. It's still worth it to serve him. And friends, we need to realize there's always more to be discovered in Christ. I've been a minister since 1985, full-time ministry since then. And I keep finding every year there's still more. There's still more. There's still more that I'm learning with Christ. It's still a beautiful journey. There's so much more that I can learn from him. And Paul's telling us that, reach out to him, get to know him more, because he's still reaching out to you. He hasn't stopped. Some people think, yeah, he reached out to me that day. No, he continues to reach out to us day after day after day, just like in the garden. He used to come into that garden every day just to talk with him. That's what he still wants to do. He's still doing that for us, but sometimes we don't recognize that he's there and reaching out to us. The Apostle Paul, he understood that there's more after conversion. There's more to experience. And that he has a continuing responsibility to pursue that more of Christ. And that needs to be our goal and purpose, to get to know Christ more. Why would we want to get him to know him? Because there is more. There's more, friends. Don't give up on that pursuit. Sometimes you will go through dry spells. Sometimes you will go through some deserts in life, but there's still more. You got to keep pressing in to get it. Everything else should be considered secondary. But let me use the words of Paul when he says in Philippians 3:8, he says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I've discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I can gain Christ. What a powerful statement. I wonder what would happen if we would start doing life that way. That we would look at everything else in life to say, not important. Not important. But serving God is very, very important. That we would look to a lot of the things that we do in life that we value so much and say, you know what, that's garbage. It's garbage. But serving God, that's where I need to be. That's where I need to be. And we all know that's the truth, that we chase after the things of the world, and what do we find? They don't satisfy. You always want more. Well, that should be transferred over to God, that you should never be satisfied. You always want more. There's more. There's more. Paul had a consuming passion, and that needs to be ours as well, that we'd have a consuming passion for God and the things of God. Press into your relationship with Christ. Don't settle for less. Don't allow the things of this life to take over your passion for God, because there's a lot of things in life that are robbing us of our passion for God. Not that they're bad, not that they're wrong. It's just that sometimes life can grab at so many areas that it robs us of our passion for God. Hosea 6:3, it says, "Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn or the coming of rains in early spring." Well, we're getting the rains, but we need a heavenly rain to start coming down now to touch us. There's always more with knowing God. It's encouraging us here. Press on. Press on to knowing God more. Don't give up on that pursuit. Even if you got discouraged, even if you got down, even if you went through a hard and difficult time, don't let your last season determine what your new season is going to be. Press on to know Christ more, because there's still more to experience. There's always more. We just need to press in. Press in. Press on to know Christ more. And then secondly, we are encouraged to press on to our future. Philippians 3:13, "My dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." The first thing that we need to do to press on to our future is to deal with our past. Sadly, life can bring many disappointments, and even in Christianity, things that can happen that shouldn't have happened. There are times in Christianity where Christianity was misrepresented. There have been times when Christians have behaved badly, and we've been hurt, we've been abused, we've been offended. And we need to learn to separate what people have done and what God has done, because often we blame God when it was individuals that did those things to us. Now, as we try to forget that past, it doesn't mean that you're saying, okay, it was okay that this happened to me in the past. We're not saying that. We're also not saying that you can just simply obliterate your past and that you'll never remember it anymore. That doesn't happen either. But you can make a conscious effort to refuse to let the past absorb your attention and impede your progress. We need to learn from our past, but not live in the past. And that's very important as we press on, as otherwise we end up centering ourselves or energies on what is behind us, what happened in our past, and we stay in the past instead of going and stepping forward into our future. And I think God is saying to all of us, myself included, he's saying, move on, move on. And you're going to be able, as you move on, to press in. Press in, like get closer to God, get to know me even more. Press in, but you got to put that past behind. Don't allow the past to dictate your future. We need to move beyond our past. So forgetting the past is that first step to pressing into our future. And the second step is to change your focus. Focus on the future. Our energies need to be focused on the high calling of God, that God is the priority in our life, not our wants, not our pleasures, not our past. We need to be focusing on, Lord, what are you wanting today? What do you want of me today? What do you want me to do in my life? That's the future. And that's what we need to focus on. We need to learn, what do you want in my life? We need to move forward to what he's called us to do. There's many of you in this room that you have a dream, that there's something that God has spoken into your life, and you haven't seen it come to pass yet, so you've kind of given up on it, kind of got discouraged, and you kind of just discarded it. And I think God is saying, pick it up again. Pick up your dreams again. God has something very special for you. It's not over. It's not over. God has something very special. Your calling today is not over. It's not done. Pick it up again. Pick it up again. I really feel that God is calling a lot of people today to pick up their dreams that they once had. We've kind of said, I guess they're just not going to happen, or maybe you tried it and it ended up being a disaster. I think God's saying, pick it up again. It's not over yet. You've been going through some learning. You've been going through the school of kind of hard knocks, but he's going to bring you through to something that's very, very good. Deal with the issues of the past. Forgive, forget to the best of your ability. And as you do, it's like throwing off baggage. It's like freeing ourselves of weight. I remember when some of the training we used to do back when we would do basketball and that, we used to get these weights and we'd put them around our ankles. And just kind of helped you get used to it. You'd practice with those weights on, and then when you took them off, you already, felt quite light. And that's what sin and problems and difficulties can do. They can be like somebody strapped on some weights or somebody put on a big backpack on your back and you're carrying that around, and God's saying, I want you to get rid of that. I want you to stick that behind you, and I want you to start focusing on what's ahead for you. So we need to do that. We need to get to that place. God wants to help us to do that today. The Apostle Paul, he describes that process in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Sometimes we're not paying attention to that. What are some weights that maybe are slowing you down? Get rid of them. Then it goes on to say, especially the sin that so easy trips us up. That should be an obvious one for us. And he says, run the race with endurance, that the race that God has set before you. And we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects your faith. We need to get our focus back. Focus on what's ahead and not what's behind. We got to get rid of the weights. We got to get our priorities straightened out again. We got to start running again. We're in an endurance race. Don't give up on that race. It is a long race. You're not in just a sprint. You're in a long race. It's a long one. And you need to press in. You need to press on so you can win that race. And then lastly, in pressing on, we need to press on to our heavenly goal, to achieve everything that God would have for us right up to eternity in heaven. Philippians 3:14, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive that heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. I press on that I might reach the end of the race. I think sometimes as Christians, we kind of forget that there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to avoid. There really is. There's a hell to shun. And it's time that we deal with our distractions so we might finish the race well. We need to work on every distraction so we can focus our whole heart on God and eternity once again. This journey in our Christian faith is compared to, in the Bible, as a long distance race. It's a race that one needs to train for, one that needs to be prepared for. And as we look at our world today, we have a fascination today with our health today and fitness places. And if you look around, there's so many new fitness places opening up for people to go to. And people are holding their allegiance to those places. And they get up real early in the morning and go to those places. Or sometimes it's really late at night. And all that's wonderful and all that's good. But what God's trying to say to us is that there's also some preparations you need to do for your spiritual life. There's some training that you need to do to build up those muscles that you have for Christianity and for serving God. And that's something that's been neglected by so many people. It's interesting, even in Paul's day, that he saw this pursuit of fitness. And he obviously liked some of the games that were taking place back then, some of the Greek games that would take place, very similar to our Olympics of today. And he drew a lot of illustrations from those things. But one of the parts that he really wanted to get across to us is that we need to finish well. You need to run that race well. You need to do everything that you can to do your very, very best to get across that finish line. Friend, you don't want to coast into heaven. That's not the way you go into heaven. You don't want to just barely make it or just stumble across that finish line. You want to give everything that you can to cross that finish line well. 1 Corinthians 9, 24, 27. Again, Paul speaking to us, he said, don't you realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. God calls all of us to run to win, not to quit. Run to win. So many people have checked out of the race. So many people have given up their faith and they stopped running and given up that race and just walked off, checked out of the race. See, God calls us to a podium finish. God calls us to run and win. God calls you to be a winner man. Some of you remember that song, "I Want to Be a Winner Man." And that's what God actually calls me. He wants you to be a winner man. He wants you on the podium. He wants you with that gold medal hanging around your neck. So whatever is hindering you, whatever has taken your focus or your energy, it's time to throw that off and get serious about your true goal of the kingdom of God and of heaven. Because we really should be storing up treasures in heaven where we're going to be spending eternity. Need to get back to that focus. Need to get back to that goal of heaven in eternity. And Jesus taught about that focus as well, where he says in Matthew 6, 19 to 21, he says, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also." What's your heart focused on this morning? Is it really on God, or is it on something else? Sometimes we just need to look at what we're doing and just examine that, and we'll see where we really are. Tell you what we're really focused on. And God's calling us, I want you to renew this focus. Press on. Press on. Press on towards that destiny of heaven, seeking first the kingdom of God, making the kingdom of God our primary concern. Press on towards that heavenly goal. Get back in the race. Focus on what's ahead. Focus on the high calling of God that's been spoken over you. Friends, as we close again this morning, God wants us to get determined again. He wants to see us be more persistent, to get back on track, to get back in the race and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's some dreams that you've had. Just feel that there's people here today that there's a dream that you've had, but you've given up on the dream. You've kind of reached that place where you kind of said, well, I guess it's not happening because certain things happened, or you started out in that dream and it didn't work out so good, or, you know, you took a different way in life. You're doing different things in life that you used to do. And I just feel God is saying, pick up your dream again. Pick it up again and see what He will do. It's time to get those priorities back on track. It's time to serve the Lord with fresh determination. It's not time to give up. It's not time to sit back. It's time to press in. There's a new season ahead of us with rewards and blessings that will be ours if we do not give up. Good things come to those who wait. Good things come to those who persevere and work through. God's got some good things in store. So let us press on. Let's just press on to this pursuit of knowing Christ more. There's so much more He wants to reveal to us. There's so much more He wants to say into our lives. He's saying, press on, press on. And as we press on, let's put that past behind us. Even though it may be very hurtful and that it's very hard and tragic and all those kinds of things, ask God to help you to say, God, I just need to put that behind me. I've got to start focusing what's ahead, because I don't want to have my life all focused on my past and all the bad things that happened to me. I need to be focusing on what's ahead of me. May God help us to do that. I believe He will. And then get that focus back about eternity. Get that focus back about the kingdom of God and what's really, really important in life. Because I think sometimes life has a way of sucking that out of us. And we need to get back to that place to say there's nothing There is nothing more important than my relationship with Jesus Christ. There's nothing more important than the kingdom of God advancing in my community, in my area. There's nothing. Nothing's more important than that. We got to get back to that. So press on with fresh determination. Press on with a steady force, because the best is yet to come.